Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Happy Friday. Today is July 1st, 2022. We're officially halfway through 2022. We all know how important CEOs are to the company, to its shareholders, and to hundreds if not thousands of employees. However, in real business world, changing CEO is more common than we thought.CEOs may be replaced or retained under various scenarios. So in today's program, let's take a look at a few companies which recently changed or retained their chief executive officers.
我们都知道呢，首席执行官对企业非常重要。通常呢，首席执行官都被认为会在位很久，但其实呢，这并不是一种常态。在最近呢，不少公司更换了他们的 CEO， 也有一些公司呢继续聘用了他们的 CEO。那在今天的节目里呢，我们就来了解一些有关这些方面的新闻。
The first story is about Disney. 第一则新闻呢是有关于迪士尼的，它来自于 CNBC. Disney extends CEO Bob Chapek's contract by 3 years. Disney has extended CEO Bob Chapek's contract for 3 years. The company announced Tuesday. Chapek's contract was set to expire in February next year, 3 years after he unexpectedly took the reins from Bob Iger.The board, which met Tuesday in Florida, voted unanimously to extend Chapek's tenure to July 2025. Disney was dealt a tough hand by the pandemic, yet with Bob's at the helm, our businesses, from parks to streaming, not only weathered the storm, but emerged in a position of strength, said Susan Anord, chairman of the board, in a statement Tuesday.
第一则新闻呢是有关于迪士尼的。迪士尼的董事会主席说呢 ，Bob Chapek 带领公司呢成功度过了 COVID pandemic， 拓展了 streaming service， 他使公司的经营状况呢变得更好，所以公司呢和他续签了3年的合同。
So this is a good story. The second story is about Pinterest. It's from CNN. Pinterest CEO steps down. Google executive take over in e-commerce push. Pinterest said longtime chief executive officer Ben Silberman will step down.Handing over the reins of the social media platform to Google Commerce executive Bill Ready. The news sent the company's shares 9% higher in extended trading on Tuesday and underscored a shift in focus at Pinterest to e-commerce initiatives from its advertising-based business model.
第二则新闻呢是有关于社交媒体网络 Pinterest. Pinterest 的创始人兼首席执行官将卸任，公司呢将由原来谷歌高管 Bill Ready 来领导。同时呢，公司将从广告 based model 呢向 e-commerce 转型。
It feels like the company is ready for a takeover. So when a company doesn't do well, even if you are the founder of the company, you may be replaced. That's how tough the business is.
哪怕你是公司的创始人，你干得不好都会被替换。
The third story is about Xerox. It's from Wall Street Journal. Xerox CEO John Vistin dies. Giovanni John Vistin, the chief executive of Xerox Holdings Corp.died after running the printer and copy company for roughly 4 years. Mr. Vistin, 59 years old, died on Tuesday due to complications from an ongoing illness, the company said on Wednesday. Steve Bandrowczak, Xerox chief operations officer and president, will serve as interim CEO. Xerox declined to comment on the illness or when Mr. Vistin notified the company about it. Out of respect for John and his family,as well as Xerox policy. We do not comment on matters pertaining to the health of an employee, a spokesman said.
第三则新闻呢是有关于施乐公司的。施乐公司的首席执行官呢突然去世了，公司呢将由 COO 接任。
All companies have to have a succession plan in case something like this happen. Human beings are fragile. The last piece is about a Bed Bath & Beyond. It's from Reuters.Bed Bath & Beyond replaced CEO Tritton at SalesSync. Bed Bath & Beyond Inc. on Wednesday replaced Chief Executive Officer Mark Tritton as part of the management shakeup to reverse a slump in its business, the home goods retailer said. Shares fell 13% in pre-market trading as the company's first quarter net sales slumped 25%, rounding off a year of sales slipping below market expectations.The rejag at the top management comes as just a few months after activist investor and billionaire Ryan Cohen criticized the retailer for an overly ambitious strategy, overpaying top executives, and failing to reverse the market share losses.
最后则形容呢是有关于一家大型 retailer Bed Bath Beyond 的，他们呢因为业绩不佳，立刻解雇了 CEO， 作为公司重组计划的一部分。So again, if you don't do well, you will lose your job, even as the chief executive officer of the company. No exceptions. 好了，这就是今天这几则新闻。你可以在 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。同时呢，在 show notes 和公众号里呢，也提供了一些主要单词的中英文解释，供你做参考。All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 好了，今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，下期再见。